For 90% of this agricultural product's history, it was used as a drink. People certainly still drink it today, but its form has changed, and perhaps our waistlines have changed as well. The crop, its history, and how it changed the world is today's feature on the American Countryside. I'm always fascinated by a trip to Kansas City's Union Station. The building itself is the second largest Union Station in the nation. Its exhibits are quite interesting as well, including one on something almost everyone enjoys to eat, chocolate.
You can't think of chocolate back then as how we do now. They crushed it and used it as a spicy drink. They added all kinds of things to the seed, and it really wasn't until it went to Europe that Europeans started adding milk.
The first to use primitive chocolate, shall we say, were those native peoples who lived where cacao seeds grow, in the rainforest.
The exhibit goes into the beginnings of it through the Aztecs, the Mayan culture, how they discovered it, how they crushed it and used it, how it was a special drink, how they traded it as currency because it was valued so highly, and then how the Spanish explorers discovered it when they came to conquer those civilizations.
The Spanish conquistadors took the cacao seeds back to their homeland. Denise Morrison at Kansas City's Union Station says chocolate in Europe was a morning drink, a drink that few could afford.
Even in Europe in those 17th, 18th century years was seen as a luxury, and it was only really fit for royalty in those years.
It wasn't until relatively recently that chocolate became a product affordable to the masses.
The whole Industrial Revolution in Europe and in America, when that came in the early to mid 19th century, they took that chocolate and started turning it into more than just a drink.
The U.S. ranks 9th in per capita consumption of chocolate. Switzerland is first. It's all a part of the intriguing exhibition about chocolate. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.